Okay, so my name is Sarah, and we're here at the second annual Bite Me Film Festival in Toronto, and I'm speaking with Katrina Bowen?
Katrina Bowen, yeah.
Katrina Bowen, the director of tonight's feature film, Amazon Falls. So could you just please introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Katrina Bowen. I'm the director of Amazon Falls, and it's opening the Bite Me Festival tonight.
Okay, so were you contacted by the festival to screen your film tonight?
Yeah, I was contacted by them, and I was actually really honored. I was like, wow, how cool that they reached out. Because when I made the film, I didn't think subconsciously some of the issues were there, but I didn't think consciously of that as being an avenue for the film. So to realize that the film can be seen in terms of the context of body issues and that type of thing, it was really exciting for me. And I was on a panel where we were talking to girls 10 to 17 about body image and all that, and I thought, gosh, I wish I had that when I was 13, because I was like 6 foot and just felt totally uncomfortable in my own skin. And you know, just to realize now that you outgrow that and you're fine, but as a young girl especially, or a girl or a woman dealing with things, you're always, it just seems so much bigger than it is. So
right, like we were talking to a few of the organizers, they said they've all had kind of similar experiences when they were that age. Mm-hmm. So like when you were 13 or 14, yeah. Like what really kind of inspired you to go and pursue this whole thing about body image?
Yeah, I mean, when I was 13, 14, I didn't have the conscious ability to step outside myself. I was too trapped in it and too worried about, you know, how I looked or this kind of thing. It was only when I just got older, I mean, I used to model and I acted, and you know, you're always being told that you should be a certain way. And even at a young age when I was modeling, I'd be like, no, I'm not going to lose weight. This is my body. This is who I am. And I don't know where that strength came from. It was just naturally there, I guess, just to sort of in tune. I was in tune with that. But I think it's really scary out there. There's so much media. There's so much stuff that you just feel really, I don't know, like you're comparing yourself to other people. Amazon Falls follows a story of a B-movie actress who's about to turn 40, and she's still trying to be a young 20-something, and she's constantly fighting age. So she's constantly trying to squeeze into girdles and put on wigs and make herself be a 20-year-old, and she just can't anymore. And it just explores that whole system where beauty is considered such a big thing, but beauty is a very specified thing, especially in B-movies. Like, it's very blonde, buxom, you know, this kind of thing, and you know, you can't keep that up. That only lasts for so long, right? And it gets just tougher and tougher. So, and the film, too, is loosely based on, when I was 18, I was mentored by a woman called Lana Clarkson and a group of women that sort of took me under their wing and protected me. They said, never forget your girls, always check in with us, don't go to certain studios after dark. And in a way, they saved my life. And most recently, Lana was in the news because she got shot by Phil Spector. And I was reminded of that period of time, and I was sort of reading up about it and how she was sort of still pursuing these B-movies and how she was still in this kind of edgy landscape, you know, of trying to be something that, you know, is she that person? I don't know, you know. So the film sort of explores all those themes as well.
So this is a film festival, and there are movies, and we also know that the media is a very big part in socializing what our images of beauty are. So why did you decide to create a movie? So you're kind of like fighting media with media.
Yeah, I think there's power in film. I think you can get a message out. I think as a female filmmaker, we need to get our voice out there more. There's certain stories we tell based on our own experiences that, you know, folks might go, oh, I've never heard this kind of story or this perspective before. And I think it's a very powerful way to get your message across. I grew up in a Mennonite community, and I actually didn't see a TV till I was 12. And, you know, it's funny because I'm working in TV and film, but I think it is almost like you say, it's a way of getting your power back and kind of, you know, taking it and going, look, I'm going to show you the images you need to see. I'm going to show you a woman that's not a string bean that has to struggle to maintain this image of what she should be. Because that's the reality. It's not just showing up and being this, you know, beautiful creature. I screened in Calgary, and one woman came to see the film 8 times. And she said to me, it was the first time she didn't feel depressed after seeing a film, because she saw a woman that was actually really real going through you know, a rough go trying to look good, and that's the reality of her life. And she was like, you know, she had eating disorders and things like this, and she said the film actually made her feel better about herself and happier about her life because it was a reality. So
would you like to get that real woman image out there in more media?
Yeah, I think I naturally do. It's not something consciously I do. You know, I mean, when I cast April, she was just the most talented person, regardless of her body structure. Just happens that she's very voluptuous, you know, and she has to go through certain changes just to make herself feel that she's presentable as the character. But that was just sort of a side result. I mean, I think I naturally just pick natural women. Women that I find attractive, or people that I find attractive, man or woman, are actually real people, not kind of, you know, pecked and, tucked and done up. I don't find that attractive at all. So maybe that is my way of sort of getting that out there.
So in maybe like 10, 20 years from now, something like that, would you like to continue making movies that represent kind of this real image of beauty?
I think so. You know, I'm actually doing a film about modeling next, and it's about my modeling experience. It's a very cautionary tale about what happens. So yeah, I think, I mean, it's almost not a conscious thing. It's just my life has been so interesting, and I just want to portray stories that I don't see. And so I think that's my course.
So why did you choose Bite Me? Like the film festival, why did you choose to present?
They chose me.
Oh, they chose you. That's right.
They chose the film.
But did you have like a say in it, whether you wanted to come or not?
No. I wanted to. Of course, I wanted to come. I think it's important to have these festivals that talk about body image and talk about these kinds of discussions. I think it's really important for women and, you know, to kind of take it a little step further.
Mm. Yeah. So, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Say. You know, we made this film for 50,000 in 12 days, and it's had a lot of legs. It's won lots of awards and gone everywhere. So I think any budding filmmakers out there, just go for it, is my motto. Mm-hmm. And I think that's about it. AmazonFalls.com, you know, come check us out online. KatrinBowen.com, check out, you know, what I'm up to next. And
so just on that last note, you said budding filmmakers. Do you think that there needs to be more recognizable women filmmakers in the media?
I think so. I think women really need to get out there and just make stuff, period. It's hard, but it's hard for everyone, and we just need to get out there. I purposely go out of my way to mentor young women, bring them on my set, just put them to work, you know, and they're like, ah! But they learn tons, you know, and I think it's all about just encouraging someone. You know, you give them a slight bit of encouragement and they create brilliant things. Mm. So, yeah.
Okay, so once again with Katrina Bowen, the director of Amazon Falls here.
That's
at
right.
Bite Me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, great. We hope to talk to you soon.
Okay, good.
Bye.
Did it?